Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com is his website. Folks, when you go there, please go and check it out. I promise you'll be smarter when you do. You want to keep up with what he's writing, what he's thinking. There's no more relevant futurists for regular folks, for business, for small businesses, in my opinion, than Joel Barker. Joel, thanks again for being here. We thank you for your time. Thank you for your abiding support of all the things that we do.
My pleasure, Jim. Let me make one point about the website, too. If they go there, if they click on a short look at the long view, they will see all the other kinds of things that I'm picking up on a weekly basis that I think are significant that we can't cover in our once-a-month discussion.
That's the reason I want you to go there, folks. Make it one of your favorites. You'll thank me later. Joel, you want to talk about the Alzheimer's thing, or you want to continue to talk about climate change? What do you pick?
I think we ought to do the Alzheimer's thing.
Okay. We need to come back and do it more on the global warming thing. So you've got a new blood plasma Alzheimer's technology that's coming out. What's it all about?
Yeah. Well, it started 40 years ago when a scientist hooked up an old rat to a young rat via the arteries and veins and watched the old rat get younger. Ever since, there's been this theory that young blood has the ability to invigorate people, but we've never tested it.
Wow.
This is the test. This is the test that took a specific, actually a fraction of the plasma that out of it, so it didn't use all the plasma of someone. It used a little bit of the plasma, ran it in a test, and found out that it seems to, in fact, stop or at least dramatically slow down Alzheimer's and dementia.
So we're talking about like I've got type A blood. So if I had symptoms of Alzheimer's, which some people have been predicting, if I had symptoms like that, I could just get an infusion, a blood infusion, a certain type of blood infusion. It would abate that.
That's what it's heading toward. But what it is right now is that they're taking these blood fractions out of blood from a young person. So they're harvesting that material and they're putting it inside you, okay?
So this is targeted blood products. These are specific blood products.
Yes, yes. Therefore, it can be sent, if it can be synthesized, then everybody has access to it.
Ah.
And the goal is that it will stop or slow down these two horrible things. By the way, they're also testing it on Parkinson's.
Hmm.
So the point now, there was one drawback.
These are degenerative diseases that are so degenerative that if we can do something to stop or minimize the degeneration, which ought to be something which makes sense, you can kind of affect the progression of it, then maybe you could do it with a pill. Eventually, when they synthesize it, it'd be a pill.
And even if you can only slow it down, the medical costs are enormous.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of savings and in terms of,
in
terms of human beings having a decent life. So the one drawback is this company has not announced that they did a placebo test. They compared more of these blood fractions with less of the fractions to see what happened. And so one of the comments by one of the reviewers was, we want to see a placebo check because what was the normal progression during that 6 months? So that's the one drawback it has.
Right.
That they're supposed
they didn't
to
have a control.
Full research.
They didn't have
that's
a control.
Right, they didn't have a control, but they're going to be announcing their full research in the next month.
Wow.
So this is the, you know, what you saw Ebola.
Hey, Joel, for our generation, that's big, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. But notice, we took on AIDS and we beat it.
Yeah. Yep.
We took on Ebola, and we just announced two
polio.
Vaccines to stop it.
Polio was eradicated on the planet except for three villages in Afghanistan.
We are getting quicker and quicker at solving these problems. That's the really good news of what's going on. And so this could, in fact, be the beginning of the solution, or at least one solution, for the thing that we thought would just crush our generation.
Yeah. Well, and, you're right. I mean, this could change the medical expense projection paradigm for our generation, for the baby boomers, over the next 20 years, if we could come up with something that would abate this. The numbers could be astonishing.
And the assisted living costs.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Joel, it's so exciting when you're here. You just rev us up and teach us so much. We appreciate you, and I hope you come back real soon.
Oh, I will.
Thank you. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. We love having him on the show. We always get smarter when he joins us. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.